Hey, morning, Grady. Look, I just got a card from Pop, and he's still in St. Louis. He says to tell you that he misses you, and everything is fine, and he wants to thank you for the nice way that you're taking care of his only son. And he... Did you hear what I said?
Look at this news. Have you been keeping up with this women's lib stuff?
No, what's going on?
It says here that some lady up in Sacramento burned her bra in a pubic place.
That's public place, baby.
Oh. Can you imagine that, burning your bra in a public place?
Yeah, well, a lot of women are doing that nowadays.
Yeah, next they'll be burning their drawers. I don't know what's getting into these women of the day. You know, women used to be ladies.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Grady, they still are.
No, they're not. They're going around smoking them little cigars, and they don't smooth their dresses out behind when they sit down anymore. And they wear those Seymour clothes.
What kind of clothes?
Seymour. You know, you see more of them than you do clothes. My mother wasn't like that. My mother was a lady. And I don't care how much she wanted to protest, she never would have burned her bloomers.
Well, look, Grady, times have changed since your mother's day, man. Women don't want to be known for just staying at home and having babies and cooking.
Well, if the Lord had wanted women to do something other than cook and have babies, he'd have made them men.
Grady, that's not even what I'm talking about. Now, just sit down here. I want to tell you something. Just sit down. Now, do you know the main difference between a man and a woman?
You don't know? Oh, Lord, I think your father's going to have to talk to you.
I'm not even talking about sex. It's impossible to have an intelligent conversation with you. Give me some milk for my cereal, please.
Well, I just think you're taking the side of them women livers, that's all. Is that what you're doing, just taking the side of them women livers?
Grady, I'm not taking nobody's side, man. I'm just trying to let you know where they're coming from, that's all.
Well, I might not know where they're coming from, but I know where they ought to go. They ought to be at home in a woman's domain.
Yeah, barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen, I suppose.
No, barefoot, naked, and in the boudoir.
You know what? You're a dirty old man. Yes, you are. And all the time, I thought you were a clean old man.
I'll be a clean old man when I'm a dead old man. Now, will you get the door, please, while I finish reading this terrible news?
Okay, I'm not. Uncle Woodrow.
Can I come in, Lamont?
You already did.
Oh, thanks, Lamont.
Who is it, Lamont?
It's Uncle Woodrow.
Who?
Uncle Woodrow.
That's what I thought you said.
Say, Grady, what are you doing?
Your father left me in charge, and he said if your Uncle Woodrow came around, that I was to hide the booze from Woody the Wino.
I don't want to drink, Grady.
You don't?
No, that's not what's on my mind. I got trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah.
Well, come over here and sit down, take your hat off, and tell me about it, Uncle Woody. Hey, man, what you doing with a suitcase? You going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Your Aunt Esther kicked me out of the house.
What did she do? Catch you coming out of one of them massage parlors again?
Grady. Now, go ahead, Uncle Woody. Tell me what happened, man.
See, I was out all night drinking and celebrating. And when I got home this morning, Esther had sent all my clothes out in this suitcase and wouldn't let me in.
Well, what were you celebrating?
Our 27th wedding anniversary.
Alone?
Yeah.
Uncle Woody, why didn't you take Aunt Esther celebrating with you?
Now, because Esther's idea of having a good time is staying at home watching Reverend Ike on television.
Well, it looks like you in the doghouse this time, Uncle Woody. What you plan on doing?
I don't know yet. Guess I just have to stay here a while.
Oh, no. Nope, nope, nope.
What do you mean, nope, nope, nope?
One of the things your father said was no borders, and I'm very sorry, Woody.
I don't know why I came over here. Guess it was fate that brought me to your door.
And I guess it's Grady that's gonna take you out the door.
Now, look, Uncle Woody, you just sit here and make yourself comfortable, and we're going to go in there and make some coffee, all
okay,
right?
Okay, Lamar.
Get over in the kitchen.
Yeah, just don't get too comfortable,
Woody. Don't be telling my relative. That's my relative.
You know what your father said every time I say something.
You want to cut the house?
Come in here.
Now, what's the matter with you, Grady? Woody's my favorite uncle. We just can't throw him out in the street.
Your father said that he didn't want any winos in this house, and I happen to know that Woody is the wino king of Watts. All right? So let us assume that he's gonna stay here. Where is he gonna sleep?
He can sleep in my room.
And you sleep with me? Oh, no, I heard about them toenails.
All right, I'll sleep on the sofa. You satisfied?
All right, but tomorrow, Woody's got to go.
Locked me out of my own house after 20-something years. Can you imagine
that? Say, look here, Uncle Woody. Say, look here, man, we done talked about it, and it'd be cool if you stay here until you get everything straightened out at home. I'm gonna go upstairs and fix up my room, and you can sleep there, all right?
Oh, thank you, Lamont, thank you. And thank you, too, Grady. Bless you both. Now I can breathe easy.
Well, just don't breathe my way.
Say, Grady, I was thinking, would it be possible to get a little shot or something? Just a little toddy for my body, you know?
That body is so shoddy, it don't need no toddy.
Now, look, you don't understand, Grady. Now, what if you'd been married to Esther for 27 years, and then all of a sudden, no, it's all over, and no more Esther. Now, what would you do, huh?
I'd celebrate and get drunk. All right, come on, you can have a little taste. I'll do it, thank you.
Grady, would you believe I never used to drink before I married Esther?
You know, Woody, I hate to tell you this, but you had to be drunk to marry Esther.
I'm serious, Grady. Now, listen, I loved that woman. It was love at first sight.
Now, I know you was drunk.
Drunk on the wine of love? I loved that woman, Grady. I love her, and I miss her already, too.
Woody, please don't do that. You're making a damn fool out of yourself.
I can.
Sure you can. It's cream puffs like you that are letting these women get away with all that stuff. Now, if you had any backbone, you'd march right back over to your house and put Esther in her proper place.
Where is that?
On the receiving end of your foot. Now move over and let me fix you, give you another drink here, and I'll help you get your battle plan together. See that? Now you got to remember one thing. You got to be the only one in the house to wear the pants. Now, are you a man or a cream puff?
Pour me another shot, and I'll tell you. A man!
There, well, that's it. That's the way to go. That's what I want you to do. Now, sit down. Now, see, Woody, you got to get a firm grip on Esther. Now, I've been reading in the paper about how these women are trying to take over. Now, we got to stop them. We got to maintain control.
Now, what if it don't work on Esther? You know, there's different strokes for different folks.
Do you want me to help you or not? Now, aren't you tired of being a cream puff?
Yeah, I am.
Well, say it.
I am tired of being a cream puff.
Louder.
I am tired of being a cream puff.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way it is. Have another drink. That's the attitude I want you to keep up. Now, I want you to have that attitude all
I'm
the time.
I'm not going to be a cream puff
don't
anymore.
Don't be no cream puff.
A cream puff, am I?
Yeah, wait till when you want it.
That's
then do
what
the
heart is
doing.
That's a good
I'm
idea.
Like a lion.
Wait till I get you. What?
Your room is ready, Uncle Woodrow.
And I'm going to sleep in it, too. Now, give me my suitcase.
What?
Would you give me my suitcase?
You heard your uncle. Will you get him his
the what?
The door! Will you get the door, please? Thank you, Grady, for everything, and here I go. Brother, da 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 da!
Hey, Grady, you got my lunch ready?
Oh, hi, Lamar. Yeah, that's what I call perfect timing. I just finished your sandwich. Now, have a seat and get into it.
What is it?
Well, now, that's peanut butter and liverwurst on a toasted bagel with a touch of mayo.
Sounds great. Say, listen, have you heard anything from Aunt Esther and Uncle Woody?
No, I sure haven't, as a matter of fact. But if Woody takes my advice, he'll have peace of mind.
If Woody takes your advice, he'll have eternal peace, because Aunt Esther will kill him. Grady, you got to learn to stay out of family affairs, man, especially this family's.
Well, dear Abby got rich meddling in family affairs.
Well, why don't you get the door, Abby?
Yeah, okay. Say, if you get thirsty, there's some Hawaiian punch in the refrigerator to go along with your peanut butter and liverwurst on the toasted bagel.
After food. Grady Wilson, I'm so mad at you, I could jump down your throat and stomp your liver.
Well, now I'm not in the habit of fighting women, but in your case, I'll make an exception.
That's it. Throw up your hands, you old buzzer.
They're up.
I think you know.
Wait a minute. Now, come over here and sit down.
I'm a Christian woman, Lamar.
I know that.
I live by the book.
I know, Ernest.
People take advantage of me.
I know that.
It's a shame.
Now, would you just relax? Now, tell me what happened.
Woodrow locked me out is what happened.
No.
And it was all his idea, you old goat.
Baby. Now, you just stop that. Now, go ahead, Aunt Esther. Tell me what happened.
When I got back from visiting the sick and the shut-in, my bag was packed and sat on the porch. Woodrow had locked and bolted the door and wouldn't let me in.
Little Uncle Woodrow did that? But he's such a pussycat.
A pussycat who got turned into a snaggletooth tiger.
All I did was speak to him man to man.
All you did was speak to him creep to creep, you creep!
Now, just wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Now, there's got to be a sensible solution to this.
There certainly is. And I'm staying right here until this mess is cleared up.
And I think that is fair.
Oh, no. Nope, nope, nope.
What do you mean, nope, nope, nope?
I mean, she can't stay here because there isn't any room.
That's what they told the baby Jesus, but they found him a place.
Okay, I'll build you a little manger out in the backyard. And I'll get you some sheep to sleep with.
Why, you dirty...
Ernesto! Now, never mind. Now, come here, Ernesto. Now, look. Now, you can go upstairs and you can stay in my room. The linen has already been changed.
Now, wait a minute, Lamar. I don't think your father would approve of this.
Go on up there and make yourself comfortable, here.
Thank you, baby.
Now, just listen. Don't you go in my room by mistake, because if I pull back them covers and see you, I'm going to have a stroke and die.
Go in your room to save my mama's life. And another thing, when you talk to that worm Woodrow, you tell him his behind is grass and I am the lawnmower. I run into him at the hobo road.
what you've done now.
What I've done? I haven't done nothing.
Yes, thanks to you, now we got Sister Ike staying with us.
You mean thanks to you? And it's all your fault, Grady. You should have minded your own business.
Yeah, Woodrow made it my business when he came over here this morning.
Grady, you should know by now to stay out of family affairs, especially my family's. Just stay out of it.
I got it. I got an idea.
Oh, no.
I've got me a little plan. Yes, indeed, I've got me a little plan.
Now what are you doing?
Just you wait and see. I've got me a little plan. Grady Wilson, you are a genius. Hello, Woody? Yeah, this is Grady. Well, yeah, I told you it would work. And she's over here right now just bawling like a baby. You ought to see her. Yeah. Woodrow. Woodrow. I want my Woodrow. Now, Woody, would I lie to you? So I'm telling you, Woody, she's yours if you want her. She'll be eating out of the palm of your hands. Listen, just wash your hands and get on over here.
Now, what did you do that for? If Woodrow comes over here expecting Aunt Esther to be meek, she's liable to knock him down.
One down and one to go.
You're gonna be sorry you did this, Grady Wilson. Mark my words, you're gonna be sorry you did this. Aunt Minnie, Aunt Flossie.
Mom, baby, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but what's the matter? What y'all doing here?
We're looking for our poor sweet sister.
Now, we just left her house, and Woody the Worm said he put her out, and we figured she'd be over here.
So we came over here as fast as we could.
All right, just make yourself at home here. Yeah.
What you see?
Aunt Esther!
What is it, baby?
Aunt Minnie and Aunt Flossie's here to see you. St. Louis. Uncle Woodrow.
Woodrow! Woodrow! Did I hear somebody calling Woodrow?
Yeah, that was your maker calling you to his bosom. And your tombstone is ready. Get
Wait a minute. That's enough. There'll be no killing in this house.
That's right. Take him outside. Don't kill him in here. I don't want no blood on these rugs.
Say, Grady, I thought you said she would be eating out of the palm of my hand. Here, I washed my hands for nothing.
Is that what you told him, sucker?
I was only trying to help him out. Come on, Woodrow, this is where the cream puff meets the battle axe.
Who you calling the battle axe, chump?
Yeah, who you calling the battle axe, chump?
Well, let me see. There's one, two, three. Take your choice.
Woodrow, you gonna stand here and let this Harry Ape call me a battle axe?
No, wait just a minute, Harry Ape. This battle axe happens to be my wife. Now, you can't talk to my wife like that. I'm sorry about all this, Esther, baby.
I'm sorry, too, Woodrow Lammy Pie. Grady was the old serpent that tried to cast me out of my Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Grady was the old serpent that tried to cast you out of your Garden of Eden. Yeah, it's all your fault, you old serpent.
Now, that's the thanks I get for trying to help you out. Woodrow, you ain't nothing but a cream puff in order to have the cream squeezed out of your puff.
Don't you touch a hair on his body.
Yeah, don't you touch a hair on his body.
Oh, I see. So now it's two against one, huh?
Three.
Four.
Make that five.
Well, now I'd be the last man to call for help. And since I'm the last man, hey! There they go. Battle Axe, Cream Puff, and the Two Brides of Frankenstein.
Well, I hope you're happy now, Grady. I hope you're satisfied. You almost busted up on us and Uncle Woody. You embarrassed my family. You caused all this trouble in the first place.
Wait a minute now. Now, just hold it. Now, I brought them back together again, didn't I?
Oh, big deal. Now, who was that a victory for, the men or women's lib?
Well, now, I'd say it was a standoff. They ought to both burn their drawers in a pubic place.
That's public place!
Well, I'll see you later, Grady. I'm going out for the evening. I got a little date lined up, you know. Did you hear what I said?
Did you know that them women livers object to that airline advertisement? You know, the one that says, "I'm Marty, fly me"?
Are you back on that again?
Well, I don't see what's wrong with flying Marty. It ain't up to the women livers, it's up to Margie. And if she says fly me, then we should all fly her.
Grady, look, it's like I told you, women don't want to be known as sex symbols.
And it says here that the man that came up with the idea is probably a male Chinese pig.
That's male chauvinist pig.
Oh. Well, anyway, they are sex symbols. And cooking symbols, and kitchen symbols, and sewing symbols. And they ought to get used to it.
Okay, fine, Grady. Have it your own way, but I got a little date, and good night, Grady.
Hey, wait a minute. Where you going? I fixed supper for you.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I told you I got a date.
Well, what kind of business is that? And I've been in this kitchen all day cooking and slaving over a hot stove.
Night,
you
Grady.
Can't do that to me. I'm in the CO2, see the sweat rolling down my face. You male Chinese pig!
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.